how to sell high-ticket cleaning services without wasting time doing in-person estimates.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
All right. So it was March 12th, 2020. A day that I will forever remember for the rest of my life. And the government did the unthinkable. They shut the world down, or they shut down everything. They shut down the ability to travel. They made us stay at home. It was insanity, right? And at that time, we had the fitness business, and it was a hybrid gym. So I said earlier in the presentation that I tried to shut the gym down. I tried to go to this online training thing, but the only thing that actually kept our gym alive was that I actually kept a small group setting for our gym. And so we had a small group training and we had online training at the same time, but we ran what was called a hybrid gym. And so this hybrid gym was a unique concept in the fact that we had people come into our gym to do the sale, but we sold them into an online training program. And so the reason that we did that is because we used our in-person location as the advantage, right? It gave us more trust that we sold an online service, but we sold it in person, because ultimately there's just inherently more trust in person than there is online. And so when the government decided that we can no longer do business in person anymore, we lost what I thought was our biggest advantage, which was selling in person. And so at that moment, I had to pivot to phone sales. And so again, while we had already had an online business, all of our sales at that point actually had been done in the gym. And so when I did my first phone sales, it was rough. I had sold so much at that point, but never truly on a phone. And I remember my first couple sales, I was selling a $199 21-day program. And man, I struggled. I struggled to get through the conversation. I struggled to get through the script. I struggled with my confidence on it. And I sucked, right? But I just kept on putting my reps in. One call after another. And I finally started to get some momentum. And we eventually raised the price from $199 to $299. Then we raised it to $399, $499, $599. And then about 6 months later, I made my first $2,500 phone sale. And again, I use the word life-changing a lot, but like all these moments, I just remember thinking to myself, like how life-changing they actually were, like each moment, each decision. And this one was life-changing because it's not about the money. Like it was $2,500 phone sale, but it was also that this person was a fully online training client. They didn't live in Bozeman, Montana, which is where I lived. And so I was like, holy crap, we officially have an online business in the fitness space. And I was like, wow, like this is so cool. This is so cool. And so at that moment, I was like, okay, phone sales are way better than in-person sales. There's so much headache that goes to getting people to show up anywhere, specifically like into a gym, and to get them to drive all the way across town. And like, it was just a pain where I could just call them up and I could talk to them, and it was so much easier. And so when we got into the cleaning business, and I saw other cleaning businesses, I looked around to see what they were doing, and I saw people like doing in-person estimates, and it just never made sense to me. Like, why would you do that? It's so much harder and slower and more expensive and very inefficient. And so when I came into the cleaning business, like I knew nothing about cleaning, zero cleaning experience. I did not know how much we should charge. I didn't know how to estimate. But there's one thing I knew. I knew how to burn the boats. I knew how to just go all in and say, you know what? I'm not going to let those things stop me. I'm just going to do what I knew best, is I'm going to pick up the dang phone, right? I'm just going to talk to people. I'm going to figure out by speaking to the prospect what they need. So that's exactly what I did. And so my first cleaning call I got on, I remember it. It was very rough. I was very nervous. And again, I was fumbling over the script. I was trying to piece it together. This was a fitness script that I had kind of put together, and I would transition it from saying, hey, I want you to, I'm going to help you lose 25 pounds to, hey, I'm going to help clean your house, even though I don't really know how to clean anything. So it was rough. And then my second call that I did was another swing and a miss. And it was also rough as well. And then finally, my third call, a little bit quicker this time. It was a grand slam because you know who that third call was? That's right. It was our girl, Susan Bianchini, who I referred to earlier. Still a client today. And that turned out to be an $11,000 sale. So thank you. Thank you, Susan, for helping me out there. So with that being said, who wants to learn how we estimate? I think this is one of the biggest questions that I get is like, how do you estimate over the phone? How do you do it without doing in person? And then if you do it over the phone, like, how do you get the right number? How do you quote properly? And so this is something that has taken probably 2 years for us to have a process down. And this is something as of recently, like my salesperson, who I think Katie, I don't know, she was on here in the beginning, like this is something that we worked together to actually figure out how to streamline this process to make it so it's something that not only she can do, but she can teach somebody else how to do. And in turn, guess what? Now she's going to teach you guys how to do that. So she didn't realize that you guys, she didn't realize that's what she was doing. Neither did I, but now like we have a process that we use that you guys are going to be able to benefit from it. So you guys excited about that? Yeah. Let me see the chat here. Yeah. Amazing. So you guys can thank Katie D for actually, making this whole thing really streamlined and come together. So what does the estimate process look like? Well, first off, you must actually ask the right questions. Like that's part of the equation, right? And so what questions do you ask? Well, like I said in the very beginning, I'm going to show you guys the script breakdown of the initial sales script. And then we're really going to highlight two pieces of the script. Okay. So this is the initial sales script and it's broken down into these different components. So we have an intro rapport part of the script. We have the home details. We have the personal pain points. We have prior experience. We have ideal outcome. We have our AB option that we present them. We have our close, which is basically asking them to pick one. If they say yes, then we book the clean. If they say no, then we do rebuttals. And so this is our initial clean script framework. But we're really going to highlight home details and personal pain points in order for us to actually create an initial clean estimate or quote. Okay. So home details, personal pain points. So the question to ask when it comes to getting the answers that we need is like, how would you rate your home from a scale 1 to 10? How dirty is it? Right. So this is like a self actualization and they give us a number. How many humans do you have in your home? Is it just you? Is there three other people in there? Do you have kids? So again, like the amount of humans that you have in your home is going to dictate really how dirty it's going to be. How many pets? This was a big one, right? How many pets do you have? Do you have no pets? Your house is going to be significantly different than if you have a home that has multiple pets or even one pet, right? And then as far as your surfaces, like do you have carpet all over your house? Again, which is much different to clean than if you just have hard surfaces, like which is things like hardwood floors or laminate floors or tile. And then the pain points, right? So how picky is this person? So so part of the script, which you guys will get at the end of this call, you'll see inside there basically asking them like what their pain points are. And depending on if they say, oh yeah, I want this done, this done, this done, this done, this done. You can see how picky somebody is rather than somebody saying, you know what? Like, I just really want my house cleaned, right? I just like, I'm not really picky. Like I just need someone to come in there and I need to get the bathrooms done or I need this done. And so again, this is where you're asking the right questions. You're able to pick up on like how many pain points they have. And so what we did is we put together this formula to turn these questions into numbers, right? My favorite thing to do is how do we turn everything into data? Because with data, we're able to make logical and streamlined decisions that we can then in turn hand off to somebody else. And so we created this 3-tier system, right? And so again, big shout out to KDD for actually putting this together. But this 3-tier system basically puts people in buckets. And to put it really simply, it's like your house is dirty, your house is really dirty, or your house is really freaking dirty, right? That's basically the tier system. And so based on the question and answer, we can put them into one of these 3 buckets. And once we put them into one of these 3 buckets, based on what type of clean they're going to get, whether they're going to get a deep clean, whether we have a top to bottom deluxe clean they have an option to get, or we have a general maintenance clean. Just again, just to like those cleans are going to be dependent again on what the client wants as well and what their intention is. We are able to plug that into our initial clean calculator. And with that clean calculator, it literally becomes really simple. It's like, okay, they're in tier three and the square footage of their home is 2,000 square feet and they want a general maintenance clean, or let's say they want a top to bottom deluxe clean. You literally just plug it in and it actually kicks out an exact quote, an exact number, like $412, $399, $600, whatever it is. It just, you literally plug into the calculator and there it is. And the emotion goes out of it. There's no like, oh, I think this, or I wish this. It's just like, here's the number. Here's what we can quote you at. And at that point it becomes ball in your court. So we're going to quote this at $400. It's going to take us about 6.5 man hours to do. And so do you prefer to do a deep clean or do you prefer to do a general maintenance clean? That's the AB option. And I say, oh, you know, $400 versus $250. I think that, you know, I want to get it done right. I'll do a $400 top to bottom deluxe deep clean, right? Boom. That's the whole process. Okay. And so it becomes your ammo. It becomes what you're able to use to give confidence when you're able to do quotes over the phone. And all of a sudden that confidence is really what sells that cleaning prospect, because it's the ums, it's the ifs, it's the mehs, it's the I'm not sures, that it creates the disconnect from the prospect, knowing that if you actually can perform on that clean.
If you're a cleaning business owner or want to launch a cleaning business, I did a free masterclass on how to build a $1 million cleaning business even if you have zero experience. So if you want to learn more, go to loganscleaningco.com to create your free account. Hope you enjoy it.